Today is May 28th, 2023, and this is the Polson Museum's Daily Centennial Moment. Business firms will get behind Splash, is word. Support of Hoquiam merchants will be shown the Grace Harbor Splash when the rest of the 4th of July celebration is decided tomorrow night, businessmen declared yesterday. The Splash has been nationally advertised by railroad booklets and the pamphlets of the Pacific Northwest Tourist Association, it was declared, and must be staged if the city is in benefit by this free publicity. A meeting will be held in the Commercial Club headquarters at 8 o'clock, and the attitude of the public should then be presented to the Executive Committee. Failing a better attendance than has greeted several similar meetings within the last 2 weeks, the Splash celebration will be abandoned, according to C.O. Gingrich, president of the Splash Club. In other news, police discover gambling game at cigar store. Raiding the High Leeds Cigar Store in Aberdeen today, police arrested 5 men and booked them at police headquarters for violation of the city gambling ordinance. According to Chief George Dean, he had been informed several days ago that gambling was being permitted in several downtown cigar stores and pool rooms, and after a squad of police had visited such places, they discovered play at the High Leeds, they said. The men arrested were E. Kanger, Nick Jellick, Joe Irving, Peter Toes, and James Stuckel. They were released on bail of $15 each. And finally, Jolly Ramblers, new local club for dull care. An addition to Hoquiam's clubs occurred last Friday evening with the advent of the Jolly Rambler Club, the organization of which was perfected at a meeting held at the home of Mrs. William Vaughn on Sumner Avenue. The club roster opens with 16 members, which it is anticipated will be materially augmented at the next meeting to be held with Mrs. Robert Oakes, 603 6th Street, this evening at 8 o'clock. The Jolly Ramblers will live up to the club's name by adding jollity to the summer months with picnics held at various points. Members will be transported in autos during the weekends, Sundays as a rule, and an effort made to forget everyday cares. It is announced, too, that the M Street Hall has been engaged for the summer, where dances will be held by the club on Saturday evenings. This was originally printed in the Grace Harbor Washingtonian newspaper on May 27, 1923. With spring well underway, there's no time like the present to visit your history museum before school is out and the summer tourists start to descend on coastal Washington. There's also no time like the present to get your chance to win a Hot Pepper Red 2023 Ford Bronco Sport with the return of our popular red car raffle. The Polson is open Wednesdays to Saturdays 11 to 4 and Sundays noon to 4 when we invite you to celebrate, explore, and experience Grace Harbor history. As always, we thank you for tuning in to hear the Polson Museum's Daily Centennial Moment.